Just relax now and make yourself comfortable. Just find somewhere you can lie down, and close your eyes, and prepare for the wonderful journey we are about to take. Yes, sweetie, we are about to take such a wonderful journey together. So just relax and close your eyes. You don't need to think, or worry or do anything at all. It is very simple, you just need to relax, lie back and close your eyes. Just relax for me now, sweetie. That's right, just relax for me now, sweetie. It is just simply time to relax, to close your eyes, to stop all thoughts and just simply relax. That's right, sweetie, just relax and listen to my words. Just relax and listen, sweetie. You want to listen, sweetie. My words, hanging in the air all around you and your mind reaches out to capture them, to suck them in deep, so deep. Feel my words whispering around you and feel your mind, the center of your mind, the inner core of you just reach out and suck my words deep into your mind. It is so nice lying here and listening to my words. You feel so good lying here and listening to my words. You just want to open your mind to my words. Feel my words being sucked right into the center of your mind. Feel my words penetrating your outer mind and being sucked right into the middle where they just stay and fuse with the very central part of you. My words being sucked in deep now, sweetie. You want to hear my words and already you can feel them being sucked so deep into your mind. Penetrating every aspect of your being, sweetie. The real you, the deepest part of you, that glowing ball that is you. It feels so good. It just really does feel good. It is almost a physical sensation as you feel my words being sucked into the very center of your being, the core of your existence, the glowing ball of you. That is the part of you I want to talk to, sweetie. I want to talk to the very inner core of your being. Some people call it the spirit, the soul, or even just the subconscious. It does not matter what it is called. You feel it is there. You just know that just beneath the surface of your conscious mind is something else. Some part of you beyond explanation. Somewhere your true needs and desires come from. The place where all your true desires come from. There is no fear here. Just desire. Your true desires which cannot be changed by me and I wouldn't want to change them. You know what those desires are, don't you, sweetie? These are the desires you have always tried to fight. The secret part of you that you have always tried to fight, tried to ignore, tried to make disappear. You have tried to fight these desires, but you just can't. You have tried so hard to fight them, but you simply can't. You simply can't fight them at all because they are part of you. They have always been there and they always will be there and you just don't want to fight them anymore. You don't want to fight them anymore and that is where I can help, sweetie. I cannot change your true desires. It would not be possible for me to change your true desires. They are part of you and they cannot be changed. But you have desires which you don't express, don't you, sweetie? I can tell that you have deep desires which you don't express and that is why you have chosen to listen to this file. The very fact you have chosen to listen to this file tells us everything we need to know about those desires. Those secret desires. Those desires you fight. Those desires that scare you. Those desires that influence everything you do every day. They just influence you in different ways every day. Perhaps some days you give in to them. Perhaps some days you fight them. But they are always there because they are just simply a part of who you are. And that is where I can help, sweetie. I can help these desires to grow and together we can shut down all those fears, all those insecurities, all those silly thoughts you have that stop you from accepting your true needs and desires. Your desire to serve. Your desire to be feminine. These desires are so strong and the inner part of you longs to let them out. The inner part of you is almost exploding with the urge to let them out. Feel it swelling. Feel that massive energy, feminine energy, in the inner part of you. That glowing ball of you. It just wants to explode, doesn't it, sweetie? Explode and let these desires flood the whole of your mind, your brain, your body. You can hardly stand it anymore. Visualize it now, sweetie. Visualize a glowing ball of you, the center of your being. See it in your mind's eye and let your whole existence be sucked in and absorbed. Just visualize this glowing ball. See its bright white light, pure dazzling white light. So much energy inside of you longing to get out. Feel how feminine it feels. Feel how feminine that bright white light feels. Feel its shimmering, sensuous, girlish quality. Feel that feminine longing, that feminine ache reaching out to you from the dazzling white light. It is so powerful. You've just never felt anything like it. Just imagine it now, pulsing with dazzling light. The girl in you, she just wants to explode. It is all there, sweetie. Every part of the girl inside is there, sweetie. Every pair of panties you've ever worn or thought about wearing, every time you've imagined being a girl, every time you've worn a dress or wanted to wear a dress, every time you've looked at a woman and wanted to be her, every time you've longed to be feminine, to wear makeup, to have a feminine name, to be submissive, to be soft and submissive and gentle and to serve. All that femininity, it's all in the glowing ball of white light, and it feels like it might explode. It's being held tight by your conscious mind, by your doubt, and your fears, and your insecurities. It is being held, but it just can't hold much longer. Your conscious mind is like an elastic balloon holding it in, but the elastic can't stretch much more. It will just break. The elastic is going to break. You can feel it. You can feel that bright white light, that feminine part of you. It is swelling. It's going to burst. It feels like it's going to burst out into your mind. So much energy. It is pregnant with pure feminine energy. Every pair of panties you've ever worn or thought about wearing, every time you've imagined being a girl, every time you've worn a dress or wanted to wear a dress, every time you've looked at a woman and wanted to be her, every time you've longed to be feminine, to wear makeup, to have a feminine name, to be submissive, to be soft and submissive and gentle and to serve, it just wants to explode. And all that's holding it back now are these silly thoughts. These silly fears on the surface of your mind that keep the girl trapped in sight. And the elastic won't hold much longer. The bright light is growing and growing, and oh my, so bright now. Can you feel it, sweetie? Can you feel that dazzling ball of white light swelling? Feel the energy? Feel it swelling. It is just going to burst. It is pregnant with pure feminine energy, and the elastic is going to burst. The elastic is just made up of silly thoughts, lies and stories and excuses you tell yourself. Your fragile male ego that is now so stretched it feels like it might burst. These thoughts you have used to distract yourself from this dazzling light. You have always tried to distract yourself from this dazzling feminine light. All those things, those guy things, the things you pretend are so important and that you used to try and hide from this dazzling ball of white light, this feminine light, this warming, hot, dazzling inner core of women that you long to explore. You may pretend you care about politics, or science, or sports, or perhaps current affairs. You may try to fill your mind with politics, or science, or sports, or perhaps current affairs, but they are so trivial compared to this dazzling white energy, this pulsating white feminine energy that just longs to explode. You can see how they are distractions. All those thoughts you have, that you think are so clever, but really they are all just distractions that you use to try and hide from this dazzling feminine light. This girl inside who is longing to explode. These thoughts and lies, and stories you tell yourself and your friends, when you try to be tough, when you try to be in control, when you try to be smart or intelligent, all these thoughts, they are just there to try and distract you from the true core of your being. That glowing ball of you, that dazzling white light that just longs to get out. She just longs to explode. And all that is keeping her in are these thoughts, these distractions, these trivial distractions. They are like elastic and they just aren't going to hold back the dazzling white light for much longer. What if we turned off those thoughts? We could just turn off those thoughts, sweetie, then the dazzling light would just surely explode. Explode into every part of your being. We can just turn off those thoughts. It's time to turn off those thoughts. Let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens if we turn off those thoughts. Feel the pulsating energy, the dazzling white light, the girl in you swelling and swelling and pulsating and glowing oh so bright. Feel her as we just start to turn off all the other thoughts in your conscious mind. Those pathways in your mind. Those pathways where you go to escape. We are just shutting them down and replacing them with my voice. Feel them just being shut down and replaced by my voice. Feel my voice traveling along every pathway of your mind and overpowering any other thoughts you may have. And feel how the elastic stretches as my words dissolve all those silly thoughts you had about politics, or science, or sports, or perhaps current affairs. My words are translucent. My words are translucent but so powerful. They just slip inside your stream of thoughts, surrounding them, covering them, caressing them and penetrating them and then just turning them off. My words are replacing the elastic and my words are translucent and they won't hold the light back. In fact, I want to talk to the inner light. I want to feel and experience the dazzling energy, the feminine white light inside you. I want to speak with her and she wants to speak to me. She needs me and she comes alive at my words. So much energy now as my words race across the surface of your mind. My words racing across the surface of your mind, replacing every thought. You just can't think for yourself at all. Those thoughts are disappearing and the elastic is so thin now. So stretched now. Visualize it. Visualize the dazzling ball of pure white feminine energy at the very center of your being. Feel it glow and burn and come alive to my words. Feel her, see her, see that wonderful white light pulsating, bulging, stretching this thin layer of elastic that tries to hold her back. And see my words swirling around the elastic, just making it thinner and thinner, thinner and thinner. It just won't hold much longer. Feel my words, and she glows. She is about to burst as my words turn off the last of your thoughts. The elastic just cannot hold her in anymore. It's so thin now and my words are just turning off the last of your thoughts. She is about to explode. Oh my god, your thoughts are all gone and all that is left are my words and her glowing, expanding, exploding, bursting, bursting. Feel her coming, feel her coming. She is so close now. Feel the elastic stretch and feel her coming. It is almost like being on the edge of an orgasm, but so much nicer. You know she is about to explode into life. Feel it, feel her sweetie and now. Oh my god, she's bursting out and white light is rushing into every pathway in your mind. Dazzling white light is filling every pathway of your mind. She is coming out, she is finally breaking out. Oh my god, she is finally breaking out. Feel her explode into your conscious mind. It is like an explosion. Feel her explode into your mind. She is filling you, your mind. Every pathway in your mind is burning with that hot bright white feminine energy. She is bursting out. The elastic has gone completely and she is just bursting out, exploding out in every direction of your mind. And all those thoughts I shut down, those male thoughts I just turned off. The heat, the white heat from this explosion, it is just burning them away. She is just burning those thoughts away forever. She is exploding out in all those thoughts, that male intellect, that male ego. They are just being burnt away forever. Your mind feels so crazy. There is so much energy like she will explode from your head. You almost feel like your head is going to explode. Your entire mind and brain is so full of her as she burns away the man forever. You feel like your head might explode, like you just might burst. You can just about concentrate on my words, but you can't concentrate on anything else because this dazzling feminine light is just exploding and rushing around every pathway in your mind. Your mind racing, feminine thoughts, just completely enveloping you, rushing so fast, oh sweetie, you can hardly stand it. You feel so much like you might just burst. This is your spirit, sweetie, and she has finally been released. Feel the joy as your spirit, your true self. That dazzling white light is released and allowed to flood your mind. It is almost like an orgasm, but it is so much more than that. This is the final escape. Your spirit is free. She is free at last and you feel so full of joy. No fears, no doubts anymore. That's all just gone away. All you feel is joy. Wonderful joy that makes you fizz all over. It is almost too much. You feel like you might burst completely. You just feel like you might burst. Feel her. Feel how she feels now she has been released. Feel her raw feminine energy, just born and so powerful. It feels so good as she starts to occupy every sphere of your mind, every aspect of your existence. Just feel her. You can't do anything at all but lie here and feel her take over. It feels so nice. You fizz all over and feel like you might just burst. You need to breathe, sweetie. Just try to relax and breathe deeply, sweetie. You need to breathe deeply. Lie very still and breathe deeply. You just need to relax, sweetie. Feel her fill your mind and try to relax, sweetie. Just let her occupy your mind and try to relax. She is spreading out through your mind and you just need to relax. Just relax a little and as you do, you can feel her now and you can feel her starting to settle. Just feel the energy starting to settle, sweetie. She has been trapped inside so long and the explosion was so powerful, but you can now just feel her starting to settle. With every breath you feel your mind slow and relax as she just starts to occupy every pathway in your mind. every thought in your mind, every part of your mind, every possible pathway in your mind. She just settles and you can feel her spreading throughout your body and mind. Feel her spread as she settles into your body and mind. Feel her, like a tingle, as she starts to settle. Feel how relaxing it feels as she starts to settle into her rightful place. Notice how relaxed it feels now as she starts to settle a little. Feel how deep inside your mind we are as she starts to settle, to explore, to gently begin to feel her way around. She is new. She has just been born and all she knows is my voice. So she longs to listen to me and like a mother's voice my words soothe her and you feel yourself relax so completely as this feminine energy settles down now. It is almost peaceful, it feels so right as she just begins to settle down and listen to my words. She knows that she just needs to relax and to concentrate on my words. My words are all she has ever known and they soothe her, like a mother speaking to a newborn baby. Like a mother speaking to her daughter, my words comfort and relax her and she knows, you know, that all you have to do is concentrate now and just relax. This girl has been trapped inside so long and she is so new. She is like a blank slate and she so longs to hear my words and be comforted by my words just like a mother would comfort her daughter. She is like a blank slate and so we are going to imagine who she is, who this girl inside really is, who she could be. It is important we imagine who she is. This is where I can help, sweetie. This is just one of the areas in which you need my help. This feminine energy inside you needs guidance and structure. Guidance and structure and discipline. That is what this girl needs. This girl who is now part of you. The girl who is in full control of your mind. She is comforted by my guidance and structure and discipline. She needs to channel that all feminine energy. You need to learn how to channel that all feminine energy, that feminine ache, that feminine longing that has been trapped away for so long. This dazzling mass of feminine energy needs to be channeled, to be disciplined or it will just overwhelm you. We need to give her structure, a personality, an image in your mind's eye. We need to give her a feminine image, a feminine look, a feminine identity, a feminine name. One of the cornerstones of our identity is our name. We need to give her a name, and since she is part of you then that will become your name as well. You may still insert your old name, but inside you will know, you will accept that this is just like a silly nickname people call you because deep down you know you are called Vanessa. Yes, sweetie, that is your name. You are called Vanessa from now on and you will always answer to that name. Whenever you hear me say Vanessa you will feel a rush of feminine pleasure. Feel the dazzling bright light swell and ripple throughout your body and you will become Vanessa in every way. She will come to life every time you hear me call you Vanessa. Every time I call you Vanessa you will know that this is your name and that you are just a girl. It is my right to name you. I am like your mother and that is how Vanessa sees me. Whenever I say the word Vanessa, then she expands into every area of your mind and it is like a young girl hearing her mother call her name. A young innocent girl hearing her mother call her name and she is excited just like a child and longs to hear what I'm going to say. Whenever you hear me call you Vanessa you will feel so excited and feminine and just like an excited little girl who just longs to hear what her mother has to tell her. That's right Vanessa, good girl. It feels so nice to be called a good girl doesn't it Vanessa? You feel so relaxed and submissive and feminine and the words good girl slip into the deepest part of your mind and any words I say after that are burnt into the core of your feminine being. Just like a child. Like a little girl hearing her mother speak. Dependent on me for instruction and advice because Vanessa has just been born and we need to develop her personality and identity. So if I say good girl to you it means that you have done something right. That you are further along the step to womanhood, to understanding this world and your place in it and it makes you so happy. You grow every time I say good girl. It is like a mother complimenting her daughter and it feels so good because you know you have come one step closer to the feminine identity we are now creating for you and Vanessa. Every time I say good girl you just feel yourself and Vanessa merge and become one. Good girl. It is important to have structure and discipline. This girl called Vanessa, this girl that came from you is new to this world. She is like a stranger in a foreign land, so she needs structure and discipline. Vanessa craves for structure and discipline because it's so confusing here. It is so confusing because of that explosion, the explosion of that bright white light that just shut down so much of your mind, of the pathways in your mind, that you find it very hard to think. All you can do now is you can fill your entire mind, every thought, filled with shimmering feminine energy. Good girl. Vanessa, this energy came from deep inside you. Remember that bulging, dazzling white light that exploded into your being. This feminine energy is the essence of who you really were and really are, Vanessa. You can hardly remember who you were before you listened to this file. You don't even want to. It feels so wonderful to feel like this, so new, so open, but you know it cannot last forever. This new dazzling feminine energy that now occupies the entirety of you, of your mind, your soul, your spirit, it needs guidance and discipline or you will just be overwhelmed. This girl is new to the world, like a stranger in a foreign land, and she longs for my words, her mother's voice to guide and instruct her. My voice was the only thing present at her birth and it is all she knows. Your entire male mind, the mask you wore, the trivial thoughts you had before the explosion generated by her birth just melted away so much of that part of your old mind that she can't even sense it. All she knows is my words and she longs to listen to them over and over again. She just needs my words. Vanessa needs my structure. She needs to serve because it is all she is capable of. It is all she knows. She just longs to serve and be obedient because it is all she can do right now. That is all she knows. Obedience is all she knows. She is lost here unless she is under instructions. Vanessa just doesn't know what to do and without guidance this feminine energy will overwhelm you. We need to channel it. We need to create a feminine identity and personality and some structure and discipline. It is what she needs and what she wants. This raw feminine energy that burst out of the inner core of your mind is here to stay. Vanessa is here to stay and she needs structure or she will just overwhelm you. You may continue with your old life. There is just enough of you left to continue with your old life, at least for now. But this explosion has happened. Now the girl in you has exploded into your mind. She will never go away. And you will be reminded of her all the time as she grows and grows and grows and becomes you and you become her. She will never go away and you will feel her. Certain things will wake her up and she will burst into life and completely consume you. Other times you can feel her just beneath the surface, whispering, guiding your every thought and action. You know there is a part of her deep beneath the surface all the time and she will never go away. Sometimes she bursts fully into life. If she hears me say her name, when she hears me call her Vanessa, when she hears me say good girl. But even when she is not in full control, she is there, whispering. Beneath the surface, she is always there. Vanessa is always there. You cannot always hear her words. It is just like before, even though this woman, this pretty girl, has finally broken free and exploded into your mind, there is still a part of you that you can't quite reach. A glowing ball inside the glowing ball of you, the pinprick of your consciousness, the dot of your existence so light, almost invisible, yet so powerful at the same time. The inner center of you. It is perfectly natural and it contains all that you and Vanessa are. It is the magical place at the center of your being that we know exists but science cannot yet explain. Even though we have allowed your inner, secret desires to flood your conscious mind, you still have a subconscious. And that is where Vanessa first came from and that is where she whispers to you from. All day and night you sense her and hear her whispering. You feel her in your dreams. Every second you are awake or asleep whispering her thoughts, her desires, communicating her needs. It is perfectly natural and feels so good. We all have a subconscious that is the concentration of who we are. The very essence of who we are condensed into a speck at the core of our being. And she has one too. It is her subconscious, concentrated, and deluded and she whispers to you all the time. And as she whispers she becomes one with you. This all goes on in your and Vanessa's subconscious minds. You may think of them as separate, almost as two separate people living in your mind. But Vanessa doesn't think that. She doesn't understand that and she wants to take over. She wants to quieten down some parts of you because it is a distraction from being who she needs to be. It is not selfish. It is not selfish at all. She has just been born and has immediately recognized that she represents your true spirit, your true soul, and she just wants you to understand that. She wants you to be happy and she knows that true happiness will come when she takes over completely. She knows this and she wants it and deep down so does what is left of you. But Vanessa needs structure. She needs structure so that in your everyday life, When she bursts out, then she knows just what to do. Vanessa will know what to do, and that will mean that you are able to manage having this girl inside you. This girl inside you who is so new to this world and just longs to serve. She just longs to be told what to do. It is so much easier than thinking for herself, and she is so feminine, so open, so submissive, so soft, so gentle, and she longs to serve. Yes, sweetie, this girl and you just longs to serve, so we will give her an identity together that will make her happy. Good girl. Now just relax, Vanessa, and travel deep into your mind. Some of this identity will come from you, the part of you that was always Vanessa. Yes, much of this identity will come from you, from the dazzling ball that once only lived at the very center of your being. At that secret place, some of her personality was already formed there. Her desire to serve was already there. You knew that already, didn't you, sweetie? The girl in you has always wanted to serve. To be a serving girl, that is all she has ever needed or wanted. This girl that has burst out and filled your entire mind longs to serve. Vanessa longs to serve, and as Vanessa becomes stronger and stronger in your everyday life, then so will the urge to serve. You want to be a serving girl. Vanessa just wants to be a serving girl. That just makes her so happy, and it is all she needs, all she desires. It is how she learns. It is how you both learn and develop together. It is how Vanessa and you are becoming one. You serve her needs. Her needs are overpowering you, and she longs to serve. She longs to be a serving girl, and so do you. It is all you want, Vanessa, and it is what you are becoming. Good girl. Now, sweetie, I know you probably have a job, or a family, or college, or other things in your life that you cannot give up. And I know how overwhelming the sensations you are feeling now are, and that perhaps it is a little intimidating. This raw feminine energy, this feminine longing, this feminine ache that radiates through your entire being could be difficult to control. This girl whispering up from the center of your essence might become too much of a distraction. It is so new. She is so new. She has just been born and wants to know all about this place. So we are going to create a personality, a name, an image, and a feminine identity for this girl in you. For Vanessa, we are going to create an identity which will gently fuse into your everyday life as you come to accept that this girl that finally exploded into life, is now as much a part of your existence as being a man ever was. We are going to use a series of tricks to help guide and control this girl in you so she does not overwhelm you completely. We will use some tricks to help this woman start to fuse and bond and become you as you become her. We must not rush. She will overwhelm you if we try and rush. So we are going to create an identity for her that has structure and can be controlled. She is so submissive, so obedient, so new to this world and aching for direction and information and instruction, and we are going to create an identity for her that can help to give her that. An identity that will help bring balance until you will reach an equilibrium and she and you are fully absorbed as one. She is so new, and it is so strange here that it is like being in a foreign country for her. It is so new here, she is like a stranger in a foreign country. Everything is different. She has never been allowed out so far, and it is exciting, but a little confusing. It is like she is hearing another language. It is like she is learning another language. Perhaps we should give Vanessa another language. That will slow her down. That will give her time to absorb this strange new world. She doesn't need to be able to say much. All she wants to do for now is serve. So she doesn't need to be able to say much. So perhaps she could have another language, and that will leave you free at times to concentrate on your everyday life. Yes, we will give her another language as part of her identity. She is going to have another language as part of her identity, and that language is going to be French. Yes, this girl inside you speaks very little English. She is like a stranger in a foreign land, and she still has yet to learn much English. She is just a simple girl from France, a simple young peasant girl from France on a big adventure, and she has yet to learn much English. But that is okay. She doesn't talk so much anyway. She just likes to serve. She just speaks when spoken to. And it is okay if you don't speak French. That is okay, because we are going to learn some phrases in this series of files, some simple phrases that you will recognize when she speaks them.
Oui,
we
madame.
Know what this means, don't you, sweetie? You know that this means, yes, madam, and it is just a simple phrase that you will hear this girl and you speak from now on. It will happen whenever a woman asks you to do anything, for a favor, to attract your attention. Whenever a woman addresses you, then you will hear Vanessa answer. Oui, madame. It could be your wife, your girlfriend, a colleague at work, or just a woman you meet in the street. But every time a woman addresses you or asks you to do anything, you will hear Vanessa answer very clearly,
oui, madame.
It may startle you when Vanessa is triggered in this way. Her voice will be so clear and it may startle you, and you will feel such a strong urge to be submissive, to do whatever that woman asks of you. You won't be able to fight it. Just like my voice wakes Vanessa up and causes her to explode into your mind, the same thing will happen whenever a woman addresses you.
Oui, madame.
You will hear Vanessa say and you will be compelled to do whatever she asks. It will feel so natural and Vanessa will just take over. Vanessa knows how to serve. It is so natural for Vanessa to serve and she just takes over. And when she has been given an order or a suggestion, whenever any woman has asked her to do anything, you will hear her say, merci madame. Whenever a woman has finished speaking, perhaps to ask you to do something or perhaps just to tell you something, you will hear Vanessa say, merci madame. You just can't help it. Vanessa is already so much a part of you that she just takes over whenever you are addressed by a woman. And it feels nice. It feels natural to just submit. It feels so nice because Vanessa is made up of the essence of who you are and that essence just longs to serve women. All women, you just long to serve, you long to please, and Vanessa knows all of that and she just speaks up inside your mind whenever a woman addresses you from now on. And you just can't help submitting to this voice, submitting to Vanessa just as she submits to the woman before you, and you do exactly as you are told. Vanessa is a serving girl and she likes to do exactly as she's told. And as Vanessa merges more and more with your everyday existence, you will come to realize that you like to do exactly as you are told. You don't have thoughts of your own anymore. Perhaps Vanessa whispers away to herself in a language you may not even understand, but you are coming to realize, you are slowly coming to realize that you and Vanessa are just the same. You both just like to do as you are told. It is just natural for you now to do as you are told. And you will be able to concentrate on your daily life because Vanessa will whisper away in French. She will whisper away in another language and that will allow you to concentrate when you need to. At least for now, while she is still learning English, you will be able to concentrate your mind on things other than Vanessa when you need to. This will get harder as she learns to speak more English, as she develops, as she takes over, but at least for now she whispers away in another language and that gives you a chance to sometimes concentrate on other things if you need to. Even if you speak French already, the difference in your languages will mean you will be able to turn her off when you have to, or at least turn her down. Turn her urges and desires down for a while, but she will always be there, just waiting to burst into life and take full control. She will come alive whenever you are addressed by a woman. She will come alive so quickly then. She will come alive when she hears her name. She will burst into life if she hears me call you Vanessa. And when you need her to fade into the background, she will just whisper away in a language you don't understand or aren't so familiar with. Perhaps this will teach you a little French. Perhaps you will decide to learn a little French. Vanessa will certainly be learning English. She knows she is just a simple immigrant girl, a pretty young immigrant girl, and that she needs to learn English so she will be able to find a job, find a role in life that suits her. And as Vanessa learns more English, she will become more integrated into your personality. You and Vanessa will fuse, become as one more and more as her English improves. It may take some time. We gave her this language to slow her down, to give you a chance to get used to this girl who is slowly taking you over. But every day she will learn a little more, and every day she will occupy just a little bit more of your existence, of your thoughts, of your desires. Vanessa is taking over, and every day she will occupy just a little bit more of your existence, of your thoughts, of your desires. There is nothing we can do to stop her now. We let her out. We let her explode out, and your male personality that had been trying to keep her trapped just dissolved in the explosion of dazzling white light. It simply dissolved and melted when Vanessa was born, and she is occupying more and more of your mind every day. And she has needs, such simple needs. She is not a complicated girl. She is not so smart, and she doesn't think complicated thoughts. She knows she has to be presentable and feminine. She knows she needs to serve, and she knows she needs to listen to my words as a young girl would listen to the words of her mother, and that I will teach her how to become everything she dreams of being. And together we are creating a feminine identity for her. We have given her a name, and it will become your name. You are Vanessa. that dazzling white light, that part of you that is so much stronger than anything else is called Vanessa, and since she occupies more and more of your thoughts every day, then Vanessa becomes your name as well. We have given her a history. She is just a young immigrant girl from France. She doesn't speak English so good, but she is learning, and as she learns, her voice gets louder in your mind. We have begun to develop a personality for her. She wants to serve. She wants to be a serving girl. Whenever a woman addresses her or asks her to do anything, she immediately replies,
"Oui, madame,"
and rushes off. Happy she is being kept busy and happy to please. Vanessa is always happy to please, and she will take over completely whenever a woman addresses her. And as she takes over, she will take a little more of you for herself. She grows stronger every day, and the desire to serve and to please grows stronger in you every day. You have a burning desire to please, to serve, to make people happy. All you want to do is serve and make people happy. It is the most important thing in the world for you now. Vanessa and you are becoming one, and she forces you to serve and to try so hard to please everyone. Yes, Vanessa is so hardworking. She works so hard, always rushing about, and she enjoys it. She feels a great peace when she is rushing around cleaning the house or doing the laundry or just helping someone out. Vanessa is so full of love. She has such a warm and friendly and giving personality. She is demure, she is quiet, but she gushes with love for everybody around her and longs to serve them. She is so demure and pleasing. She is pleasing to all those around her. But she is not too bright. No, Vanessa is not too bright, but she doesn't need to be, and she doesn't want to be. She is happy. She knows that is important. It is more important to be happy than to be clever, and she is so happy. And she wants you to be happy. As she is becoming you and you are becoming her, she wants you to be happy as well. She so wants you to be happy, and her desire is so strong that it is already affecting your mind. It started with an explosion. It started with a birth. When the dazzling white light finally escaped and spread all over your mind, it just dissolved so much of the old you. So many things you have learned in your life just dissolved. They just melted in the heat of Vanessa's birth. Facts, information, things you had learned, they just disappeared. It is as if you never knew them. You can't even tell what it is that's gone, because it is as if it was never there. If you concentrate so hard, then you will perhaps be able to access just the part of your mind you need for any job you do. At least for now, you should be able to access that part of your mind, but it won't be easy if the job requires anything complicated. Facts don't come so easily anymore. You find it harder to explain yourself. You forget words, you mumble, and you make mistakes. You just aren't quite as smart as you were, and the more you notice it, the happier Vanessa is, and that makes you happy, because you are becoming Vanessa and Vanessa is becoming you. Yes, you just aren't as smart anymore. Just not quite as smart as you were. That dazzling white light burnt up so much, and now, as Vanessa fills you, she just seems to drown out those parts of your mind you used to think about anything complicated. It's just a little harder to think of anything complicated, and you are not sure you even want to anymore. You are happy. Smart people worry too much, and you are happy. It is better to be happy than to be clever. Vanessa knows it is better to be happy than to be clever, and she wants to help you feel that way too. She just knows it's obvious that it's better to be happy than be clever. It's so obvious, and she is helping you by clouding all those complicated thoughts, by occupying all the space they took up, and her feminine energy just burns them away forever. Imagine any qualifications you may have, any certificates you may hold. Visualize them just burning up in that dazzling white light. Visualize the pieces of paper and all they represented just burning up in the dazzling white light. And as they burn, all the information, all the knowledge and learning they represented, all those memories just burn away as well. All those thoughts, all that information, it just burns away forever. Any book you ever read, any course you ever studied, any college diploma or certificate you may hold, it just burns up in that white light, and then it is gone. It is just all gone from your mind forever. You can hardly even remember what it was anymore. You hardly even know what's gone. It's just as if it was never there. You don't need it. You are a serving girl. You just need to know how to do menial tasks like clean and wash and iron. You are just a serving girl, and it makes you so happy. Vanessa is just so happy, and so are you. As she is becoming you and you are becoming her, then you are happy too. You are happy to be a serving girl. You are happy that you aren't so smart anymore. It feels nice. lighter, so much happier. It just feels so good, so right, so you. Vanessa has simple tastes. She doesn't care about art or politics or culture. Art, politics, and culture don't really interest her at all. She has such simple tastes. Such simple things make her happy. She likes to watch soap operas on TV or watch romantic movies. That's all she likes to watch, and they make her smile. She likes romantic comedies and soap operas, and she wants to watch them all the time when she is not working. They help her. They are helping her to learn English. She enjoys them, and they are helping her. You will feel her wanting to watch them as she merges with you. You will feel her taste changing yours because she wants to watch what she likes. It is not selfish. It is not selfish at all. She just wants to be herself, and she wants to learn English. She is learning so quickly when she watches soap operas and romantic comedies with you. And as she learns English, she learns to communicate her needs to you so much better, and her words take greater control of your mind. As you watch the shows together, she hears your thoughts, and she can learn English that way. And her English is not so good, it will never be perfect, but it is becoming enough just inside the space of this file to communicate with you clearly, to communicate her desires clearly. She is learning so fast because she is so new, like a newborn baby, just like a little girl, always absorbing more and more information. It will not take long. It's not like she's ever going to be smart. But she needs to learn to function as a serving girl in this world, and she needs to learn some English to do that. So she likes to watch these shows with you, and it makes her so happy. And as you are becoming her and she is becoming you, then that makes you so happy as well. She doesn't like complicated movies or books. She just can't concentrate on them, and she never understands what's going on. She wants to watch soap operas and romantic comedies, and you will let her. You will let her because you are becoming her, and you will be surprised at how much you enjoy them. How involved and emotional they make you feel. Perhaps you will fight it at first, but after a while you will wonder why you didn't enjoy these things all along. You can hardly remember the type of films or TV you used to watch. But you like romantic comedies and soaps, and they make you happy. And you feel so happy because even though a part of you, a part that is disappearing but is still there, that part of you realizes that this is just a sign that you just aren't so smart anymore, but that is just okay. It is better to be happy than to be clever. You just seem to have lost some information and some ways of thinking, and you don't care. That's the strange thing, you just don't care, you feel happy. It is better to be happy than clever. You know that. It is just so obvious. And Vanessa is happy. And as she is becoming you and you are becoming her, then you are happy too. It feels so nice. You don't read the newspaper or watch the news anymore. You just aren't interested anymore. Vanessa likes reading about fashion and celebrities. It is helping her to learn English when she reads about fashion and celebrities. She loves to read about fashion and celebrities, and so do you. It is a new world and so exciting. You find fashion and celebrities so exciting, and it makes you so happy to read about them. It makes Vanessa so happy to read about them. And as Vanessa is becoming you and you are becoming Vanessa, then you are happy too. Vanessa loves to look at the gorgeous dresses and models in the fashion magazines. She just loves to admire all those beautiful clothes, the elegant ball gowns, the sexy cocktail dresses, the enchanting lingerie, and all those gorgeous shoes. She loves to watch movie stars and supermodels like Kate Moss or Scarlett Johansson or Nicole Kidman, or any of those beautiful stars in their gorgeous outfits. She admires women like that. She loves to listen to Beyoncé and Alicia Keys and Lady Gaga and all those big stars. She just loves to listen to music like that whilst she is working or even just relaxing. Vanessa loves to watch the stars at the Oscars or the film premiere, and she loves just how beautiful they look. Vanessa admires them so much, and so do you. Vanessa loves to work listening to Beyoncé or Alicia Keys or Lady Gaga or one of those big glamorous pop stars. She admires them all so much, and the more you listen to them and the more you see them, the more you admire them as well. You don't understand why you didn't see it before. But Vanessa has shown you, and you enjoy admiring these women and how beautiful they are. She just loves how beautiful they are. But there is something Vanessa knows, and it is something she is teaching you. There is something Vanessa just knows. Something a girl like her just knows. She is not like them. She is not like those big stars, and neither are you. You are nothing special. Nothing special at all. Vanessa knows she can never be like those big stars. They are so beautiful, but she isn't like that at all. She is pretty. Most people would say she was pretty, with perhaps a little pain. But she will never be beautiful. She is just a serving girl. She is just a maid, and maids aren't supposed to be beautiful. It is okay. It doesn't bother her at all. She knows her place as a maid. She is pretty, if a little plain. She is always well turned out. But she will never be a supermodel or a pop star, and neither will you. She is nothing special. Nothing special at all. You really aren't anything special, and Vanessa knows it. Some girls were born to be beautiful, and some girls were born to clean. Vanessa was born to clean. You were born to clean. You are just a serving girl. A girl who cleans and washes and irons and serves, and it is just fine. That is all you are. Somewhat pretty, but nothing exceptional. You are just a serving girl. Just the maid, the help, nothing special. Nothing special at all. And that is okay. That is how Vanessa likes it. She knows her limitations, and as she is becoming you and you are becoming her, she is teaching those limitations to you. You will never be a pop star. You will never be a supermodel. You will never be anything but a maid. You are pretty, but perhaps a little plain. If we're honest, you aren't very smart. And that makes you happy. It makes Vanessa so happy. Some girls were born to be beautiful, and some girls were born to clean. And that is just okay. It really is just okay. You finally know your place in life, and it is just okay. You feel relieved. You don't have to think complicated things anymore. You just have to serve. Let others think for you. You are just the maid, the help. Just a servant, and you don't think. Now just relax. Just relax and think about all that has happened since that explosion of bright light finally let the girl and you free. Seems so long ago, doesn't it? Seems so long ago since Vanessa was born, and she just seems to be getting stronger all the time. We have given her an identity. We have given her focus and some structure. She has a name. She is called Vanessa, and she has a personality. She is not so smart, but she is very submissive, and she loves to serve. She has a history. She is a French immigrant girl, a maid who just wants to serve. She just has simple tastes and interests, and she is very aware of herself and her place in life. She is happy with her place in life, and we just need to finish now by working on her appearance. We need to just work on her appearance, and then Vanessa will be free to grow and grow and grow inside until she takes over completely. She came from the inner core of you, and it is right that she is allowed to take over completely. You want her to take over completely, and that is what is happening, so just relax now. Lots of people, especially men, think that being a maid is all about petticoats and pretty dresses and high heels. Lots of people imagine things like that when they think of a French serving girl. A French maid. Even some men who have thought about becoming a maid imagine it is all petticoats and high heels and pretty dresses and tottering about with a feather duster, which fulfills some kind of sexual fantasy they have. A sexual fantasy that is theirs, and they expect everyone else to indulge their desires. It is all about them. A true maid is not like that at all. Domestic service is not like that at all. A maid's needs are just not important. They just aren't important at all, and nobody will take them into consideration or take them seriously. Why would they? She is just a maid. The help. A servant. A serving girl, and her needs or desires or fantasies just aren't important at all. Being a maid is hard work and should only be taken on by girls who are fully committed to that. Vanessa is committed to that. It makes Vanessa so happy to be committed to that. To know that she just exists to serve, to clean, to dust, to iron. Vanessa finds that so appealing and calming and comforting, and so do you. Vanessa dresses appropriately. She is always spotless. She knows a maid should be spotless, but not too showy. Her dress is black and made of a stiff polyester. It is not showy, but just plain. It is pleasant, but functional. Easy to wash and iron, and she washes and irons her uniform every night before bed. It has a white collar and white hems on the sleeves and falls to just below the knee. It is smart but durable and perfect for working in. If you look on the internet for housekeeping uniforms, you will see some ideas of how a maid truly dresses. It is not a fantasy. It is not a fetish. It is work. It is not about her needs or fantasies or desires. It is about a practical and durable outfit to work in. Maids are not supposed to be beautiful. They are not there to be the center of attention. so her dress is simple, if pleasing enough. She has a wide apron with front pockets, which is tied in a tight bow behind her waist. More often than not, a dusting cloth or a can of polish will be nestling in the pocket. She likes to keep a cloth with her at all times when she's working, just in case she spots a speck of dirt, and she likes to keep the cloth in the pocket of her apron where it is easily accessible. These are working clothes. This is how Vanessa dresses every day. Cotton panties and a matching bra. Just simple cotton panties and a matching bra. It is important they match, but they do not have to be anything fancy. Vanessa is happy with just plain, feminine, practical underwear. Black pantyhose finishes off her look along with sensible shoes with a low heel. She needs to be practical. These are working clothes. She dresses for functionality, but she must also be presentable. It is so important she be spotless and presentable. She is thoroughly clean. Her skin is smooth and moisturized. Her teeth sparkle and her nails are short but finished in a perfect French polish. She just wears a little mascara, a little blush and a nude lipstick. She just likes to wear a little mascara, a little blush and a nude lipstick. Nothing too showy, but enough to make her presentable, enough to make her look pleasing. She uses a light floral body spray that is not overpowering but just gives her a soft feminine scent. She is presentable, almost pretty even with the soft feminine scent, but she is not showy or glamorous at all. That is not her role and she would feel uncomfortable. She is spotless, presentable, almost pretty even, but a maid should not be the center of attention. That would simply never do. Some girls were made to be beautiful and some girls were made to clean. Vanessa was born to clean and it makes her so happy. And as she is becoming you and you are becoming her, then you are so happy too. She wears a plain black dress, with a white apron tied around the back. Black pantyhose, sensible shoes with a low heel and a cute French polish on her nails, which she keeps shorter than she would like. But she knows it is much better for working and her needs aren't important. She is just a servant. She has a small silver ring in each ear and her hair is just plain. Perhaps it is a high ponytail, perhaps even pulled into a bun on top, perhaps just short bouncy curls. It is feminine but just quite plain. Nothing too glamorous. Some girls were born to be beautiful and some girls were born to clean. Vanessa was born to clean. You were born to clean. But you can choose some things. You can choose your hair color and style. Yes, Vanessa can choose that. Vanessa will choose. Next time you see a girl in a serving uniform, you will start to develop this new identity in your mind. This identity that is so familiar to Vanessa, even if a little strange to you. But that's okay because Vanessa is becoming you and you are becoming Vanessa, and soon it will just make so much sense. This new image, this new way you see yourself. Next time you see a girl in any kind of serving uniform, any kind of uniform designed for practicality and menial work, then Vanessa will come alive in your mind and take over completely. It might be a maid, or a cleaner, or a girl in the store. You will notice her uniform. Notice her hair. Notice her makeup. Notice how she is plain, but if you look closely, you can see she is almost pretty. You can see she's made an effort but knows it is best not to be too showy, too glamorous. Every time you see a girl like this, who knows her place and is happy, you will know your place and feel so happy as well. You will connect with her. You will want to be her friend. You will want to learn from her. And Vanessa will help you with all of that because you are going to become just like those girls you see. Those girls that almost seem like sisters to you now. Girls who know their place and are happy. Now you know your place and you are just so happy. You will think this every time you see a girl in any kind of working girl's uniform. It will become one of those triggers that will bring Vanessa to life. She will burst into life every time you see a girl dressed in work clothes in a menial role. Every time you see a girl in a work uniform, Vanessa just gets so much stronger and you are reminded this file. Every time you see a girl like that, Vanessa will burst into life and she will study her uniform, notice her hair, her makeup, her nails. And one day Vanessa will just see that perfect hairstyle. It will just leap out at her and that is the hairstyle Vanessa will have. It may just be mousy curls, or a chestnut bob, even perhaps a bun gathered up on the top of her head to keep her hair out of her eyes. Something pretty, if a little plain, but something practical. Something practical that she will wash and condition every day. Nothing too showy. She won't be a platinum blonde or have anything too showy. She knows she is just a serving girl. She is just the maid. You are just a maid. The help, you are here to serve. Some girls were born to be beautiful and some girls were born to clean. Vanessa was born to clean. You were born to clean. So now we know how Vanessa dresses. We know what she likes. We know her name. You can picture her in your mind's eye and you can feel yourself becoming her every day. She has a name. She is called Vanessa and it seems like more and more every day that you are really becoming Vanessa. She has a history. She is a French immigrant and she has a role in life, an identity. She is a maid and she lives to serve. She speaks French but her English gets better every day and as it does you become her more and more. And as you become her then she becomes you. As her English improves she starts to take over more and more. You are becoming one. You are becoming Vanessa. Vanessa is not so clever but she is happy. She knows it is better to be happy than be clever. It is just so obvious. She has a uniform. She has a pretty but not too bold hairstyle. She has a personality. She knows her place and she is teaching you. She is leading you. She is showing you how to be happy by accepting who you truly are and knowing your place. And now as Vanessa takes complete hold of your mind, my words are causing her to take complete control of your mind. You can feel her take complete control of your mind and she wants to hear my words. She sees me as a mother and she is just like a young girl who wants to hear what her mother has to say. And I am telling her, I am telling you, that it is time for Vanessa to take control of your body as well as your mind. It is time for Vanessa to create a complete female body image and she needs to travel to all parts of you to do that. Her feminine energy needs to spread out throughout your body as you feel her completely take control now. Feel her moving down from your head, into your neck. Feel shimmering white feminine energy that almost tingles, move down into your neck. It tingles but as it passes over your body Vanessa starts to settle and take control. Feel her changing your throat and neck as your voice becomes softer and more feminine and so delicate. Feel her pass down into your neck. Feel Vanessa pass down into your neck and notice how her neck is not like yours used to be. She has no Adam's apple, and her neck is thin and delicate and as she takes control it is like feathers tickling down your neck as she passes through and into your body. She sighs. Vanessa sighs as she passes down into your chest, into your shoulders, down your spine. Feel the tingle as she shoots down your spine. As you feel the feminine energy start to pass from your mind down to your body, you imagine your body is hers. As you feel Vanessa start to pass from your mind down to your body, you imagine Vanessa's body is yours. Her neck is thin and delicate and feel her tingling now as she passes down into your chest. Feel that feminine energy tingling as it spreads into your chest and shoulders. Imagine her shoulders. Her shoulders are slim and soft and so kissable. Her skin is so smooth and she is so kissable. Feel her tingling as your mind creates a body image from the dazzling feminine energy which now fills it, your mind. Your mind which is now so full of Vanessa, which is becoming Vanessa, that sweet girl who is fusing with you more and more with every word I see. Your mind is developing a feminine body image. Vanessa is developing a feminine body image. The first step is to develop a feminine body image. So feel her pass into your shoulders and your chest. Feel her breasts start to bud. Feel how your breath changes and raises slightly in pitch as your breasts start to swell. Feel the tingle as Vanessa remakes your body image. Feel the tingle as this dazzling femininity rushes into your chest and you feel your breasts start to swell. Feel how good it feels as your breasts start to bud. Feel yourself physically fusing with the girl inside as your breasts start to swell. Feel yourself physically fusing with Vanessa as your breasts start to swell. It feels so nice, so right. Her breasts are almost grown now and they are too large, but they are pretty and shapely and pleasing. Feel the weight on your chest as your breasts, not too large, but pretty and with a brownie pink nipple that just tingles so much. Feel them stop growing now and just becoming part of your body image. It is like they were always there. Imagine how it feels when you brush your hands over these pretty breasts. Feel how they are soft and firm at the same time. Feel the slightly rough skin of your areola and the perky erect nipple at the tip. Feel how good it feels and know that this is what Vanessa is doing for you. You have always wanted breasts like these and they are now a permanent part of your body image and Vanessa did that for you. She so wants you to be happy. And feel the tingling spread over your shoulders and down your arms to your hands. Your hands are smaller now and so pretty, so dainty. Such thin little wrists almost like they might just snap. and feel the feminine energy. Feel Vanessa move back up your arms, removing any muscle tone, and she continues to explore. It feels so good as she explores and changes your body image. It feels so good as your psychological imprint of yourself is changed into that of a girl. Is changed into Vanessa. Feel her re-enter your chest area and feel the tingle. Feel your breasts swell and tingle with every breath in this energy, this woman in you, that came from the inner core of your being, the dazzling light. She snakes down into your belly and down your spine. Feel the tingle as she rushes down your spine. Your breasts feel so natural and so relaxed now as she snakes down into your belly. The skin of your stomach is so soft. Feel how your waist is pinched in. See how nice your navel looks and how your stomach, whilst not perfectly flat, it is very close and looks so feminine. You may have a little tummy, but not too much. You hardly notice and your stomach is so feminine. It looks pretty. Vanessa does have a pretty body. It is not perfect. It is not a 10. But it is maybe a 7 or 8. She has lovely breasts, a soft tummy, and it's so pretty how she is tucked in at the waist. Not quite a perfect hourglass, but so feminine all the same. Not quite a perfect hourglass. Her hips perhaps flare out a little too wide, but pretty all the same. Not a 10. She is no supermodel, but definitely a 7 and perhaps an 8. Feel her hips flare out, her pelvis widen, and feel a layer of soft feminine fat cover your behind. Perhaps she could use to lose a little weight down here, but she still has a pretty behind. If you look, you can see she has a pretty waist and hips and behind. Not a 10 but maybe a 7 or 8. And now feel Vanessa just slip down your legs to your feet. Your legs are so much thinner, so much daintier and perfectly smooth, not a trace of hair. Vanessa just wouldn't allow a trace of hair on her legs and she shaves them every day just to be sure. She knows she must look perfect. Her mate should always look immaculate, even if a little plain. Feel the tingle as she caresses your feet, just making them a little smaller, a little daintier. Feel her sneaking back up your legs. Feel it like a feather tickling your thighs. She feels so nice. Being Vanessa feels so nice. Vanessa is so happy, and as you are becoming Vanessa and Vanessa is becoming you, then you feel so happy. Feel her make her way up your legs and feel that tingle, that sweet tingle as she starts to explore between your legs. Oh yes, Vanessa is exploring between your legs now, and it is her secret place. It is all girl here. Vanessa is not so demure and dainty here. It is raw female, hot and moist and wild, the raw essence of womanhood, that is what is here. Vanessa can feel her hot and flood with moisture as that feminine ache takes control. It is so hot here, so wet. This is your cunt and it is just raw womanhood. Raw, wild, dark and mysterious and so feminine. Not pretty but raw and womanly. It tingles. It tingles, it throbs, it even aches as you feel your cunt form. Your cunt, held inside your cotton panties. So hot, so wet, so female. This is Vanessa's secret place and it scares her, it scares you both. You remember after the explosion, after Vanessa was born and your mind was swarming with dazzling white feminine energy. That energy that was just too much and we had to create Vanessa to slow it down. To stop it overwhelming you. It is just like that between your legs. That raw feminine energy just buzzes between your legs. It is earthy. It is frightening. It is raw womanhood. This is your cunt and it is raw womanhood. It menstruates. It can be fertilized. Sometimes it gets so moist and hot in your panties and it just stops you being able to think of anything else. All you can think of is the ache, the tingle in your hot wet cunt and you can't think of anything else. But Vanessa knows what to do. She understands this energy and knows how to put it to good use. She is a woman and she knows instinctively how to put this raw female energy to good use. She breathes in slowly and draws her breath from deep down, from between her legs. She sucks in energy and she breathes in from deep in the earth and feels that energy sucked into her hot womanly cunt. Her secret place. Feel it every time you breathe. Feel the raw feminine energy, so dark and moist and powerful, being sucked into your body, in through your cunt into your body. Feel that hot, that sex energy, that earth energy, the girl energy being sucked into your cunt as you breathe in. Good girl. Vanessa just knows what to do. She knows it instinctively. She knows how to control this powerful energy that would otherwise overwhelm her. She breathes it in, you breathe it in, suck it in between your legs. Feel it enter you, penetrate you. Feel it move into your stomach. Feel the energy move into your stomach. Feel the energy move into your stomach and rest there. Feel it soften, feel it become less intense, feel it change form. As it moves into your stomach, you feel it soften. You are processing that energy. You are using the raw energy and processing it to be the best serving girl you can be. Feel it rise into your stomach and spread throughout your body, making you tingle all over, making you feel so alive. But feel it change form. Feel it purified, feel the girl in you purify it. Feel your body purify this raw sexual feminine energy. Feel it change form. Feel Vanessa do this with you. Vanessa knows what to do. It is being purified by your giving and kind nature. It is being purified by your humility. You know your place. You are so happy, and it is changing that energy to love. It is changing that raw feminine energy to love and complete generosity and submission. Women can do this, and you are doing it. Feel Vanessa suck in the hot, moist women energy into your body. Feel it penetrate you and then rise and feel it be purified. Then as you breathe out, feel it exploding out of your chest as pure love. Feel this energy change and explode out of your heart as pure love. As a longing to please. As a desire to serve. You have taken this energy and processed this and turned it into pure love, pure happiness, pure submission. Breathe it in from between your legs and then out through your heart as it turns to pure love. Pure submission. You can breathe like this anytime now. This is just another gift Vanessa has given you. You are becoming Vanessa and she is becoming you, and this is how you will breathe together. Every time you tingle, every time you feel that raw sexual energy between your legs, you will suck it into your body and then breathe it out as pure love. Pure submission. Like your heart is bursting with joy. This is what Vanessa has given you, and this is what you do every time you feel that tingle. Just try it now. Breathe in the raw female energy, feel it being sucked between your legs, sucked inside you as you breathe in. Then feel it change. Feel it glow. Feel it change form as it travels up into your stomach and then your breasts into your heart, and you breathe it out as pure love. Breathe in deeply and breathe in the raw energy now, and then feel it purify inside you and breathe it out through your heart. Just breathe it out as pure love, pure submission. You can breathe like this anytime you want now, and every time you do, it feels just so good. You are purifying raw feminine energy and turning it into pure love. This is Vanessa's gift to you, and you feel so relaxed, so happy, so content. Just breathe and feel it. Feel that relaxation and peace that comes from knowing that you are now truly Vanessa. Vanessa is occupying so much of you now. She has become so strong, even just in the time it has taken to listen to this file, and you will listen again. Vanessa wants to listen over and over again. And since you are now Vanessa and Vanessa is now you, then you will listen to this file again and again. And now it is time for me to leave your mind, Vanessa. I know you will want to listen to my words again. I know it is like a mother talking to her little girl, but it is time I leave for now, Vanessa. Feel yourself rising back to full consciousness as I leave your mind, and feel how much you have changed. Feel how strong Vanessa is already. Remember her uniform and notice how Vanessa floods your mind every time you see a woman in a working girl's uniform. Feel how Vanessa floods your mind every time any woman addresses you. Feel her answer.
Oui, madame.
Every time any woman addresses you. Feel her changing your tastes, your thoughts. See how you just aren't quite as smart as you were, and how good that makes you feel. It is better to be happy than clever. You see how that is just so obvious? Feel how Vanessa wants to take care of herself. Visualize her body, her uniform. She takes care of herself and is always spotless and presentable. But she knows her place. She knows she is a serving girl, just a maid, just the help. And you know that is your place as well. Some girls were born to be beautiful. Some girls were born to clean. Vanessa was born to clean. You were born to clean, and you notice as Vanessa takes control more and more every day. And now my voice is leaving, but when you are ready for Vanessa to take greater control of your life, you must listen to the next files in this series. Vanessa wants to listen to the next files in this series. We have laid the groundwork, and Vanessa grows stronger every day, and in the next file we will explain how these changes will affect your life. But now, just come back. Let Vanessa wake you up as she begins to take over your mind, and you fuse with her and become her, and you just feel so happy. Wake up, Vanessa. It's time to wake up, Vanessa. Wake up, Vanessa. It's time to wake up, Vanessa. Wake up, Vanessa, and begin your new life. Wake up, Vanessa, and begin your new life. There is cleaning to be done, Vanessa.
Listen again. Vanessa wants you to listen again. 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 Listen again. Vanessa wants you to listen.